were stationed at home. So example, you're not traveling. You know, I'm sure everyone knows, okay, when you're traveling, there's a lot of things that you're not able to do. That you're not able to do. This is why when someone used to go on a journey, and they used to come and meet the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, what did Rasulullah alayhi salam tell that individual? What was the dua that Rasulullah used to give? Or the advice Rasulullah used to give? Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. Fear Allah wherever you may be. You are in a foreign land, no one knows you there. You read salat, you don't read salat, you do haram, you get into a haram relationship in a foreign land, no one knows. Rasulullah alayhi salam is saying, أَسْتَوْدِعُ اللَّهَ دِينَكَ وَأَمَانَتَكَ وَخَوَاتِيمَ عَمَلِكَ. I give you your actions as a amanat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a reason why Rasulullah is making that dua. Why? Because you will not be able to do on a journey what you are able to do when you're at home. So when you are at home, number one, and number two, when you are healthy, whatever you did in those two phases of your life, when you become sick, number one, and number two, when you go on a travel, and you were not able to do many actions that you were able to do when you were at home residing in Harlow, when you were in East London, and you were not able to maintain those actions. The hadith of Bukhari says, Allah will give you the reward without doing the actions. Why? Because you have become habituated with those actions. Despite not doing it, Allah will still give you the reward. Someone came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Whilst he was either very, very unwell, he was sick. Inshallah, just on the side note, if everyone can make a practice during your lifetime, inshallah, before you go to bed, try and read Suratul Waqi'ah. إِذَا وَقَعْتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. Before you go to bed, try and make a practice of it. You can read Alif Lam Mim At-Tanzeel, yani Alif Lam Mim At-Sajda in the 21st juz. Then you can read Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak Al-Ladhi, and that will protect you, inshallah, from the punishment of the grave. But Surah Al-Waqi'ah is a very, very important surah in the life of a Muslim. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is on the verge of dying. And Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain comes to visit him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud passed away in 32 Hijri. Sayyidina Uthman passed away in 35 Hijri. So Hazrat Uthman, obviously, was elderly as well. Hazrat Uthman from the Khulafa'i Arba'a, he was the eldest. When Sayyidina Uthman passed away, he was about 83 years old. Rasulullah was 63. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was 63. Sayyidina Umar was 63. Sayyidina Ali was 63. The eldest was who? Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain. He was 83 years old when he passed away. So Sayyidina Uthman comes to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and says, you know, you are, shall I call the doctor? You are quite unwell. Shall I call the doctor? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, At-tabib amradani. It's a doctor who's made me sick. Look what he says. At-tabib amradani. It's a doctor who's made me sick. In other words, Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Idha maridtu fahuwa yashfin. When I become unwell, who gives me cure? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the doctor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who's made me sick. And then he says, okay, we will give you some money. He says, I don't need no money. I don't need money because I am dying. I'm on the deathbed and you're asking me to have money. I don't need money. Then he says, no. I'm giving you money that will make your children independent after you die. He says, I don't have to worry about my children because I've educated them. They must make sure they read Surah Al-Waqi'ah every single day of their lives. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, they will never become poverty stricken. They'll never become poor. But you have to have that faith, firm belief that inshallah Surah Al-Waqi'ah will give you that. Will give you independence and will never bring poverty near you. At least Allah will give you contentment on whatever you have. That surah will give you contentment and qana'at. That you will be content and happy with whatever you have. Okay, anyway, so the first point, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is in the is unwell. Someone came to visit him and said, "Now Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is crying." So someone asked him, "Why are you crying? You are the companion of the Messenger of Allah, and you were very, very close to the Messenger of Allah. In fact, Rasulullah was so happy with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that Rasulullah told the Sahaba, khudu al-Qur'an min arba'atin. Take Qur'an from four individuals. And one of them was who? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He says himself, I learned at least over 70 surahs directly from the mouth of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was a very, very unique individual. initially he was a very poor man. He came from a very low background. His family was very, very lowly in Makkah Mukarramah. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, you know what Rasulullah said? Raditu li ummati ma radiya laha ibn ummi abd. Or kama qala alayhi salam, whatever Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is pleased with for my ummah, I am happy with that. You know, the maqam of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Why are you crying? You have such a high maqam. He says, no, what I am crying at is, you know, when I was healthy, I should have done much more. Why? Because now that I'm sick and I can't do it, Allah is going to reward me for what I was able to do in the health, in the zamana of my health. Now, had I done more in the zamana of illness, Allah would have given me much more reward. So I am regretting what I was not able to do in the zamana of my health. I should have done more. And that's why I'm crying. So number one, inshallah, the first lesson after the month of Ramadan, have a level of consistency after the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi. He comes to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam and he's asking for advice. Messenger of Allah, qulli qawlan fil islam la as'aluka ahadan ba'dak. Messenger of Allah, tell me something. I don't need to ask anyone after you. And you know, I can just stick to that advice and I don't need anything after that. What did Rasulullah say to him? Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim. Just say, I believe in Allah, and then remain firm on whatever you are doing. So the first advice, inshallah, is consistency in your a'mal. MashaAllah, you've done it for the sake of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Why can we not maintain it after the month of Ramadan? We're not saying, see, Iman was at a very, very high level in the month of Ramadan. You see why? Because waves come. Waves in the ocean come, and MashaAllah, the Iman becomes at a very, very high level. The waves, when the waves go away, now everything settles down. So, you know, the Iman is not going to be at that level, at that height. But at least we can maintain some of the things that we have done in the month of Ramadan. Hassan Bisri, rahimahullah, used to say, the sign that your Ramadan has been accepted is you continue what you were doing in the month of Ramadan to a certain degree, you continue that after the month of Ramadan. And this is a sign that your ibadat in the month of Ramadan have been accepted. So that's number one. Number two, and I'm going to leave you with three very simple practical steps. Because, you know, there is going to be tanazzul. We call it, there is going to be tanazzul. There will be a fall. Okay, but we need to try and maintain it to a certain degree. So what are the three things you remember, inshallah? Remember the word qum. The Arabic word qum. In English, you'll call it Q-U-M. Qum means stand. Remain upright. Remain solid. Remain firm. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Walam yaj'al lahu. Quran, the education of the Quran, there is no crookedness. Why? Qayyima. Because Quran is upright. The education and the teachings of the Quran will never change. What the education of the Quran and the teachings of the Quran were 1400 years ago, 1400 years later, they are exactly still applicable. Though the education of the Quran and the teachings of the Quran is still applicable exactly the same. So inshallah, remember the word qum. Qum means to stand. How are you going to solidify your a'mal after the month of Ramadan? Ask yourself, why was your iman very high in the month of Ramadan? Ask yourselves. There were three fundamental reasons. There were three fundamental reasons. Number one, because of your connection to the Quran. So Q, Quran. Q, Quran. U, ukhuwat. Ukhuwat means the bond and the friendship that we had in the masjid with our fellow Muslim brothers. That keeps us, me and you, very, very strong. And M, attendance in the masajid. You know, you ask yourself, why were you so strong in the month of Ramadan? Number one, inshallah, we'll take these three points and inshallah, and I'll finish. Number one, you must maintain your connection with the Quran after the month of Ramadan. You know, today, we are very, very, mashallah, today, a lot of people made mistake. Today, a lot of people made mistake. Mashallah, those people who come running normally at 1:30, they come at 1:32, they come at 1:25, and they just about get the salat. Mashallah, today, they made a mistake. Because of their mistake, they were 1 hour early. MashaAllah, you know, there were so many brothers. What's up? Juma at 12:30? So, you know, that does, it's sad. It's sad. The website might say first Jumu'ah is 12:30 and the second Jumu'ah is 1:15. But that does that not mean you don't even know the beginning times of Salah? The beginning time of Salah is 1:05, 1:10, 1:08. That is the beginning time. How can you read Jumu'ah namaz at 12:30? You know, Allah Ta'ala has given everyone common sense. So mashallah, those brothers who made the mistake, we make dua, you make mistake every week. That means you come early. You know, mashallah, how many people made the mistake and they came today at 12:30. Some people, mashallah, turned up at 12:15. Okay, and then mashallah, I answered approximately 20 calls before Jumu'ah. Every single one of them asking, what time is Jumu'ah? You know, assembly, there are some things you know, this is the beginning time. Okay, you coming at 12:30 means you don't even know the beginning time of Salat. So the first thing, inshallah, my message, how do you maintain everything after the month of Ramadan? Number one, why our iman was so high in the month of Ramadan? Because we got our daily dosage of the Quran. We got our daily dosage of the Quran. You know, mashallah, you ask yourselves here, mashallah, if you have a good wife, every one of you gets good breakfast in the morning. Unless, mashallah, you have a wife who says DIY. So then you have to do it yourself. Okay, but if you have someone that will give you breakfast, why? Because my husband leaves home at 7:00 in the morning, I must give him breakfast. So inshallah, mashallah, they wake up with you. They can wake up at 9:00, 10:00. Why? Because they are just at home. They are housewives, they are staying at home. And mashallah, just on the side point, when Hazrat Fatima and Sayyidina Ali, when they got married, Rasulullah sat both of them down. And Rasulullah said to Sayyida Fatima, O Fatima, Ali will do everything outside the house. And I want you to do everything inside the house. Where did Islam keep the women? I'm not saying women are not allowed to work. Please don't get me wrong. But I'm saying women, it's more important for the women to look after the inner part of the home. What does the Quran say? فَالصَّالِحَاتْ قَانِتَاتْ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the best qualities of the women is they are protective of the things that the husband leaves behind at home. They are protective of that. Please don't get me wrong, I'm not against the fact that women can go and work in an Islamic environment. Absolutely, you go and work. If you can find a good Islamic environment where your chastity is not in danger. You believe me, how many cases we are dealing with of extramarital affairs. I'm sorry, I am saying this. Why? Because of the workplace. And sometimes it is from the women, these matters are instigated. Sometimes they are from the men. But anyway, so my message, we are giving our physical body a breakfast every single day. In the month of Ramadan, we gave that breakfast every single day to our soul and our ruh and our spirituality. Because of the Quran, see, we were reading Fajr namaz every day in the masjid. We were reading Isha namaz every day in the masjid. We were standing for Taraweeh. We got our dosage for our spirituality, for our ruh. In the Quran al-Fajr, kana mashhuda. You know, we are encouraged. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Muslim from Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain. What did Rasulullah say? Perform your Isha salat with jama'at. And perform your Fajr namaz with jama'at. And you've got the reward of the entire night. So give your soul and your ruh the daily dosage that you need in order to maintain the health of our soul, of our heart. Today we have sick hearts. Why? You see why? You go outside the Western world, there is nothing that reminds you of Allah. You tell me. You tell me what is outside to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is outside? We are living in a corporate world. We are seeing people running after the dunya. We are seeing people asking for overtime to their managers. You know, mashallah, I've done my shift of 8 hours. Is there any overtime? You know, we are running after the dunya. Mashallah, if the salat goes beyond 7 minutes, mashallah, you know, today I got 1 minute late at work because instead of 7 minutes, you took 8 minutes in your salat. And instead of 8 minutes, you do 10 minutes in your salat. We can't stand for prayer, and outside we are asking for overtime. You know, so the first message, inshallah, give your heart and your soul the daily dosage of Quran that it needs to maintain its good health. I am not saying read 5 paras that you did in the month of Ramadan. You tell me, can you not read 7 lines every day? Can you not read 1 side every day? This is the Peygham and the book of my Lord, of our Lord, and he's giving me and you a message. And we say, we got time for WhatsApp. We got time for Signal. We got time for Telegram. We got time for Netflix. We got time for Urtugal. And we got time for all the other Netflix and everything else. We got time. But we don't have time for Quran. So inshallah, this is why, you know, they say, wo zamane mein muazzaz the, amile Quran hokar. Hum khar huye, tariqe Quran hokar. Today, why are we humiliated everywhere in the world? Because we've left the Quran. And Rasulullah's biggest complaint on the day of Qiyamah is going to be that. In Suratul Furqan, in para number 19, in the beginning, on the second page, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبَّ إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my nation left the Quran. And they migrated from the Quran. It's interesting, the word Rasulullah uses. Rasulullah could have said here, إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَتْرُوكًا. Rasulullah could have said that. But Rasulullah uses the word hijrah. What does the word hijrah means? To migrate. When you migrate, you go far away from your homeland. MashaAllah, everyone, we migrated from Pakistan. We migrated from India. We migrated from, I don't know, Bangladesh, from Africa, from Sudan, from Algeria, from Nigeria, from Morocco. We came from where? Wallahu a'lam. We've come thousands of miles. You know what Rasulullah is saying? My nation migrated thousands of miles from the Quran. Because they did hijrah from the Quran. Your mourning, you know, I urge every single sister who is here, don't give your husbands their breakfast until they don't read Quran. No, really, on a serious note. Tell your husband, until you don't pick up the Quran, I am not going to make your beans and toast and your English breakfast on a Sunday. I will not give it to you until you don't read Quran. And you believe me, mashallah, they will do it. When Allah tells me, we won't do it. But the wife cries and we are, mashallah, you know, we have to do it. Kya kare? You know, Maulana Rumi rahimahullah used to say, tumhari biwi roti hai, us par tumhe tars aata hai. And then, you know, it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you something and you can't do it. Your wife tells you something, you will do it. And Allah ta'ala is telling you something and you can't do it. So inshallah, remain. Give your dosage of the Quran every single day to the Quran. Inshallah, give your share. Inshallah, 1 minute, inshallah. That's number one. Number two, ukhuwat. You see, everyone. Look, in the month of Ramadan, we did iftar together. Okay, we were doing Isha namaz together. We were doing Taraweeh together. And we stood next to one another. And see, mashallah, the way we created a bond between our Muslim brothers and sisters. What do? After the month of Ramadan, you try and connect. You try and keep that going. And the last one, inshallah, attendance into the masajid. Attendance into the masajid. Why our iman was so strong? Because you spent time in the masjid. Well, like I've told you, there is nothing outside to remind me and you of Allah outside. Everything is there to do what? Take you away from Allah outside. What does Allah say in the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah? وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Shaitan, what is he going to do? How will he take you away from Allah? He will deprive you of the remembrance of Allah and he will deprive you of salat. You see, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we came to the masjid, we read salat in the masjid. Don't make a habit, you know, don't make it random. Your presence in the masjid, don't make it random. Make it a routine. You have a routine for everything. Why don't we have a routine to come to the masjid? If not 5 daily prayers, come for 2 salat. Come for 3 salat. But at least come and have your connection to the masjid. Why? Because these are the houses of Allah. At the time of fitna, the only thing that will save you are the houses of Allah and those things which Allah Ta'ala has made into fortresses. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, inshallah, just the one announcement, inshallah, just to reiterate, Jumu'ah from now on, the first Jumu'ah will be 1:30 sharp, inshallah, and the second Jumu'ah will be 2:15. Those brothers or sisters who intend to come for the second Jumu'ah, there is a request on behalf of the management. If you can please make sure that you do not come before 1:50. So if you're coming for the second one, which is 2:15, do not come to the center before 1:50. Allow those brothers and sisters who are here for the first one to inshallah try and leave. And you know, those brothers and sisters who leave straight after Jumu'ah, after the Fard, please make sure, rather than hanging around outside and then making a queue and making a clash between the people who are coming and going and the cars managing the traffic, in order to ease the flow, if you're leaving straight after Jumu'ah, if you can leave, as meaning leave, as in the Oxford Dictionary. It does not mean that you go outside and you loiter around and you talk and you talk and you talk, and after 15 minutes, okay, now you leave. So inshallah, if you can, if you leave straight after Jumu'ah, sit in your cars, and please, if you can, make sure if you have blocked anyone, you leave straight after Jumu'ah. Okay, this is very, very important. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Please do not bring harm to other individuals, as it is we have enough enemies. Everyone knows, mashallah, we have enough enemies. We do not want to become enemies, okay, of ourselves. So inshallah, please, and you know, this is very, very important. We can't, it is sad that we have to remind the Muslims to come to the masjid. The only thing that will protect you at the time of test, difficulty, trials, fitna, and especially the fitna of Dajjal. You know, I'm sure you know, when will Dajjal come out? When will Dajjal come out? At the time of economical turmoil. At the time when people are economically suffering big time. I don't know if you've seen how much of the stock market value has been lost in the last 2 days since the orange man has come out with the tariffs. No, I'm sure you know what we're saying. Okay, since the tariffs have come about, and now China have just, breaking news, China has just saying we will give reciprocal tariffs 34% that have been put onto China. China will do the same. And now, mashallah, they are saying, this is the time when Dajjal will come out. Because you believe me, companies are going under. They're becoming bankrupt. How many hundreds and hundreds of companies are going to go bankrupt because of these tariffs? They just can't survive. This is a time of the arrival of the Dajjal. And if we are not going to attach ourselves to the masjid, where are you going to find refuge and security? So inshallah, attach ourselves to the masjid, it will build our iman, build a sense of ukhuwa between the brethren, and inshallah, attach ourselves to the Quran, make sure every Friday you read your Surah Kahf.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي أنزل القرآن والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أفضل الأنبياء الذي نزل عليه القرآن، وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين حملوا القرآن ثم نهضوا وبذلوا نفوسهم لخدمة الإسلام والقرآن. فيا معشر المسلمين، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. إخوة الإسلام، يكفي لنا في فضل القرآن أنه كلام الله عز وجل، وهو حبل الله المتين، طرفه بيد الله وطرفه بأيديكم، كما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى بقوله: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واعلموا أن من أحب القرآن يحبه الله ورسوله. ويقول ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه: من أحب أن يعلم أنه يحب الله ورسوله فلينظر، فإن كان يحب القرآن فهو يحب الله ورسوله. رواه الطبراني رحمه الله، وقال الهيثمي في الزوائد. وعن عبد الله بن عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: لا تزال هذه الأمة بخير ما تعلم ولدانها القرآن. وقال الإمام القرطبي رحمه الله: من قرأ القرآن متعه الله بعقله وإن بلغ 100. أمة القرآن، أخرج الإمام المسلم رحمه الله من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خير الحديث كتاب الله. وأخرج الطبراني من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه: حملة القرآن عرفاء أهل الجنة. وأخرج النسائي رحمه الله وابن ماجه والحاكم من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أنه قال: أهل القرآن هم أهل الله وخاصته، جعلنا الله وإياكم من أهل القرآن وخاصته، وجعلنا من أصحاب الليل وأشراف الأمة. آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كلهم أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأنهم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا جعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم. اللهم أربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم احفظ أطفال فلسطين وارزقهم مستقبلا مشرفا، واجعلهم قادة صالحين يعملون لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من قيد الظلم والعدوان، واجعلنا من جنوده المدافعين عنه يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، إنك رحيم كريم مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، لذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وهموا وتموا وعظموا أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make space for the brothers who are on the waiting on the side, inshallah. Brothers, just walk into the sufuf, inshallah, you'll have the space. Brothers, please, inshallah, leave your phones on silent, inshallah, for the duration of salat. And your garments, brothers, please leave them above your ankles, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم لا مانع لما اعطيته. الله اكبر. سبحان ربي الاعلى. سبحان ربي الاعلى. الله اكبر. الله اكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. حياة لله والصلاة والسلام عليك أيها النبي. الله أكبر. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.